The woman developing the real-world thinking cap. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Computer hacking has become an epidemic, and that's why at the State University of New York at Binghamton, Sarah Laszlo, who teaches psychology, is developing a hack-proof security system. Her eureka moment came as she was using a brainwave detector to examine the brainwaves of people who watch pictures and words being flashed on a screen.
So there's things like celebrity faces, and there's pictures of food, words like conundrum and soliloquy that maybe not everybody knows exactly what it means.
And she found that each person's mental reaction to these flashcards was unique, such that the computer could learn to identify a person just by examining 30 seconds of that person's brainwave, essentially a brain print, which couldn't be hacked. Of course, she knows people will try, so part of her study is to try to hack her own system, and to do that, she recruits brain hackers. And how does brain hacking work?
By stimulating the brain of what we call the brain hacker, basically with a sequence that is locked to the brain activity of the target that they're trying to impersonate.
Yeah, she tries to beam somebody else's brain waves into the brain hacker's head. And if the system can pass this test, potentially no more passwords. Just put on the thinking cap and you're in. Although Sarah admits that even though she invented this, she is not using it herself.
I am not, because the way that it works right now, you have to put like gel in your hair to use it. And I don't want to do that every time I want to get in my computer.
Who would? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.